The familiar strains of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor introduce this week's Hot Pipes, and that can only mean one thing. It's Halloween. Hi, I'm Steve Ashley. Please join me for a half hour of Fright Night music played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Introduced by Bing Crosby and Vaughan Monroe and his orchestra in 1949, Ghost Riders in the Sky still evokes images of eerie dread of a ghostly herd of cows and cowboys riding through the night sky. That track was taped by yours truly at a concert in 2000 on the Wurlitzer of the Riverside Theatre, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and played by Walt Stroney. In Halloween terms, the nights are always long and spooky, and Sid Phillips' 1926 composition Night Ride suggests such mystery on, perhaps, a train journey. Sidney Torch, then resident organist on the Wurlitzer in the Gourmet State Theatre, Kilburn, London, cut this 78 RPM side in the late 1930s. Thank you. Another of the great organists of yesteryear, this time American, was Don Baker, who for some years in the late 1930s was a resident at the Paramount Theatre, New York. Listen to how he develops the very simple melodic theme of Frank Churchill's song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, composed for Disney's 1933 animated film Three Little Pigs, and recorded on the Paramount Wurlitzer. The next selection is a bit of a stretch of the Halloween theme. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You was composed by Victor Young in 1932, with lyrics provided by Ned Washington and Bing Crosby, for whom it was a big hit. In 1957, however, the Three Sons with Ray Bohr at the Wurlitzer of Radio City at least gave it a slightly spooky intro. Thank you. The BBC Light programme featured a 15-minute weekday episode, plus a weekend omnibus edition of Dick Barton's Special Agent, from 7th of October 1946 until the 31st of March 1951, when it was replaced by The Archers. In all, 751 programmes were aired, and it achieved a peak audience of some 15 million. The theme for the show, Devil's Gallop, was written by Charles Williams, formerly an in-house composer for Goman British Films. Phil Kelsall recorded this iconic theme on the Tower Wurlitzer, and it was reissued on a best-of double CD set in 2005. Okay, so maybe that wasn't exactly a Halloween theme, but they aren't too easy to find in the theatre organ repertoire. But this next item is closer to the mark. San Francisco organist Chris Elliott arranged this jazz-era piece for the Wurlitzer in the Wilcox residence in Gig Harbor, close to Seattle, Washington, in 1990. Composed by Walter Donaldson in 1929 and used in a very innocuously named film called Elstree Calling, here's Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones. Thank you. Bats have, of course, been long associated with all things spooky, thanks in part to vampire and other movies of the genre. British pianist-composer Billy Mayall wrote the novelty Bats in the Belfry in 1935, and it's had a few airings on theatre pipes through the years. One such was by Joseph Seal, playing the ex-regal Kingston Wurlitzer, transplanted into the Musical Museum, Brentford, Middlesex. It's time for me to wind up this week's Hot Pipes, so my last piece today is one of George Wright's direct-to-disc recordings made on the Chicago Theatre Wurlitzer in 1979. It about sums up the spirit of Halloween and was yet another great vehicle for Bing Crosby's talents in 1933. Here's Black Moonlight. It's hard to imagine that two George Wright Chicago vinyl albums were cut in continuous takes through all-night sessions in 1978 and 79, being the only time that the theatre was both quiet and available. What a sound it turned out to be. For more of these great sounds, visit my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find many hours of entertainment on these great instruments. I've just revamped the site too to make it faster and easier to navigate, so do please pay me a visit and get in touch if you so wish. I'm always delighted to hear from listeners. Please join me, Steve Ashley, for another half hour of Theatre Pipes at the same time next week, if you survive the trick-or-treat night, that is. Bye for now.